This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana, talking about an important topic today. It's close to my heart, too, just because I believe in supporting those that have served our country, that have been there and given their time in their life to take the time out and away from their family and serve for us. Talking with Scott Ralea, he's the Medical Foster Home Coordinator, and this is the Department of Veterans Affairs Medical Foster Home Program, offering veterans more options to support their independence in a home-like environment. We're going to find out how maybe you can get involved with that or find out there's help for you and hope for your family. Scott, thank you for your time. I kind of talked about it, but will you give me an overview of what your program is, please?
Sure. I appreciate the opportunity. Medical foster home, it's really an alternative to nursing home care for some veterans, where care is provided in a personal home for selected veterans, usually veterans that can't safely live independently at home anymore or in the community. Mm-hmm. And quite often, these veterans have a serious chronic disabling condition. They might otherwise end up in a nursing home. Mm-hmm. So it's really an alternative to a skilled nursing home or a nursing home facility for some veterans.
And you know that a lot of people do like to stay at home. They'd rather remain in a home-like setting than moving to the nursing home. So this is that blessing and that alternative for them to get the care they need. What kinds of services are you offering in home?
When we have caregivers, and we do need caregivers, they provide 24/7 care to veterans. And it's more calling rather than an occupation.
Yes, absolutely.
It's not something there you can make money, but quite often people that choose to do this have maybe had some experience in taking care of a relative or a family member,
yes.
Or maybe they're retired and they have some extra time. But really, they want to serve the community. They want to serve veterans by keeping certain veterans out of nursing homes,
yes.
Because nobody, particularly veterans, I don't know of anyone who really wants to go to a nursing home.
Right.
And we do know that people that are able to stay in a home setting, they just do better. They have better outcomes. They live longer.
Sure.
They don't go to the emergency room as much. They don't get hospitalized as frequently. So that's why it's an important program. It is sort of a new program here in Northern Indiana.
Okay.
So we're really not up and running yet. We really need caregivers who are interested in becoming a part of the program. And that's the main reason that I was so happy to talk to you today.
Good.
The program does run in 48 states around the country. It's big in certain parts of the country. For example, even in Indianapolis, they have 4 medical foster homes right now.
Okay.
Medical foster home providers, they provide 24/7 care. They need to have a backup provider as well so they can take a break, get out of the house, et cetera. And they're willing to do some personal care for the veteran and help that veteran really stay out of the hospital, stay out of the emergency room.
Yes.
And as part of our program, our home-based primary care team here at the VA comes into the home and sees the veteran. We try to bring care to the veteran in the home.
Okay.
So they're not constantly having to be dragged out of the home to come into the VA for appointments if they're disabled, that sort of thing.
What I understand then, Scott, is if you're offering this program, there's a need for it. People are calling for it. You're seeing that there's an empty spot that needs to be filled.
There is a need. The VA really thinks it's an important program for a lot of different reasons, and it's less expensive for the veteran than it would be if they had to pay for their care in a nursing facility.
Yes, absolutely. So as we wrap this up, I know that you're offering this service, which is great, but you are looking for more caregivers. What's the ideal person for that position?
I think the ideal person is somebody who wants to give back to the community, has a special place in their heart for veterans, has the time and the capacity to do it. Our caregivers, they have to own or rent a home, and we provide a lot of support to our caregivers.
Good.
And we check on our veterans frequently, too. We do unannounced visits to make sure that, you know, they're getting good care in the home.
What a beautiful program. And I hope that you get the support that you need. And 2025 ends up being a great year. How would you like them to contact you to find out more information?
They are more than welcome to call me here at the VA. Again, I'm Scott Ralea. My phone number here is 260-426-5431. And my extension is 62959.
Okay, that's a lot of numbers to remember, so I will make it easy, okay? Scott, that will be on my conversations link. We have it there right now, so everything you need to know about that. I encourage you to reach out, talk to him, find out if that's a service your family member needs or if it's something you want to be a part of. I do believe it is a calling. Scott, thank you so much for the work you do.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Everything you need to know about the Medical Foster Home Program is right now at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.